Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
Smooth Drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a holler, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. I know some of y'all are too shy to call, so feel free. If you got an idea or something you want to talk about, or you heard about something that I'm talking about, you think I'm crazy, or you agree with me, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I got you. Or if you're listening and you want to say something, you don't have to email me. You can just jump into the chat room, type your question, comment, concern, and I got you. And in the meantime, welcome to the Fuck 2015 show. I am glad that this year is ending in appropriate fashion. This is the end of the year. This is the last show, 2015. So I'm going out swinging hard. Please don't get in the way. I don't want to knock you out on accident. And starting off with my favorite section. Normally I don't start off with this, but I'm starting off with my dumbass of the week. So, you know, of course we gotta. There we go. Gotta get that last one in there. Starting off, dumbass of the week. There was a man who pulled a gun on the clerk over a faulty penis pump. Now, the man who pulled the gun is not the dumbass of the week. It is the video store clerk in Minnesota who denies the guy, because the dude pulled the gun on him because it was a faulty penis pump. And he asked, hey, you know, it's not working. To which the clerk replies, hey, any problem? It's operator error. And I'm like, hold on. Hold on a second. First, you got to look at the courage that the guy who brought the pump back has. When he bought it, he already admitted, hey, my dick don't work right. Know what I'm saying? So when he comes back with the penis pump for his dick that don't work, that he is publicly admitting to it not working by buying it in the first place in public. He didn't order it online. He had the balls. And we talking about some Easter Island statue size balls to go ahead and say, you know what? I'm going to walk into a store and get this. So it's like double jeopardy that you call him on it. And so, you know, he's like, hey, the pump didn't work. So he's admitting my dick didn't work. And he probably tried to use it with someone. So he had to endure that too. And as a clerk, you tell this man no? Now, I ask, what would you listen to do? Do you do what this clerk did and say, hey, user error, operator error? Or do you do the right thing? Say, hey, you know what, dog? I got you. You give him a new one. Go ahead on, drop him a little penis ring on the low, too. I mean, it's the right thing to do, right? I'm just saying, when the guy has the courage to walk into the store and buy a penis pump, you know, because he, I'm trying to get it to work. And then it didn't work. And he's like, I got to bring it back. And you going to degrade him more? You're not smart. And yeah, he pulled a gun on you. Because you insulting a man's penis. You don't insult a man's penis. Come on. Another guy, too. Like, what is the world coming to? We're insulting other guys' penises. It's just wrong on a whole nother level. Just give the man the penis pump and move on. You're lucky you didn't get dealt with. It wasn't even your stuff anyway. These dudes that be working at these stores, ladies and gentlemen, they're like protecting these things like it's theirs. Like, oh, if I have to exchange this, I'm going to lose some money out of my pocket. No, you're not. Stop being a sellout. Get a man his damn penis pump. I swear. I don't understand folks nowadays. And, of course, I can't do my dumbass of the week without doing my last hater of the week. Hater of the week. You know, I always look for somebody with some special type of hate. You know, the kind of hate that just ain't performed by regular, ordinary people. See, hater for me is somebody from my home state, 69-year-old woman from Indiana, who caused almost $3,000 worth of damage to her neighbor's home when she repeatedly threw urine at it. This woman, this is like Hall of Fame hate. Jackie Van Til, what she did was she would stockpile urine in her mop bucket, and she would just throw it on her neighbor's house. And I guess what happened, the neighbor, Joseph Bassler, he called the police after suspecting that Ms. Van Til, who he hadn't spoken to for more than 9 years, was behind the attacks. And the police officer wrote that there was a very strong odor of urine coming from the home as he approached it. And it was obvious something was thrown. And so I guess the guy Bassler set up a surveillance cam, and he saw Ms. Van Til throwing the liquid at his building on October 17th and 18th. And she, of course, she denied it. And then she later confessed to collecting her own urine in the bucket over a period of several months and throwing it on the neighboring home whenever the guy was going. Why? She says, I don't like him. He's a bad neighbor. And she said that she had been doing it all summer, and that the urine had corroded the siding on Basler's home. And it needed to be replaced at the cost of up to $3,000. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is hate. We talking about all summer. I am holding my urine. I'm peeing in the bucket so that when you leave, I'm throwing it on your house. See, I don't know if you can get more hateful than that. All summer, every time you leave, I'm throwing piss on your house. Piss so rough that it corrodes the siding of your house. Now, that's some strong pee. I mean, when you can pee corrosive piss, that's saying something. See, that's that special kind of hate downside. That's like Hall of Fame hate. I'm gonna put this in my smooth drama Hall of Fame hate right there. See, this is what I'm talking about. I say, fuck 2015. She's like, fuck 2015. I'm pissing on, and it's over now. I hate that it's over. I mean, I'm guessing Bachelor doesn't hate that it's over, because a house that smells like urine probably is not very entertaining to have. But it's just funny for me to talk about it. Woo! But, you know, we going to move on. We got our dumbass and the hater of the week out the way. Now, I saw this story, and they were almost my dumbass of the week, but you know, denying a dude the, you know, a chance to get his thing hard, it was too much. But I'm not stereotyping, at least I'm not trying to. But I would take a guess that Laura Jock and her partner Richard Rimdi are of Caucasian descent. Why I would say that? Because not the fact that they're from Skipton, England, and that their dog died, but the fact that they spent $100,000 to clone their dog Dylan. He died of a heart attack after being diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, which is sad. But they paid Soam Biotech Research Foundation $100,000 to clone their dead dog. Yeah, and so you know, just in case you got an extra 100 G sitting around, they're the leading laboratory in the world for dog cloning. They utilize a technique that involves implanting DNA into a blank dog egg, and the scientists, they removed the nucleus so it would hold the genetic material and give the animal its personality and characteristics. And after the new DNA is then placed into the egg and given electric shock to trigger cell division, the egg is then implanted into a surrogate. I'm like, you know, you could have just got two dogs of the same breed and let them get jiggy. And for like way less than $100,000, you would have had the same dog that you train, what not, but to my Caucasian brothers and sisters out there, I understand, I guess, that's your dog, and you wanted a direct descendant of that dog, or just that dog again, and so you cloned it I'm just thinking Mother Nature, you just go it on and let the same breed make it happen. And boom, you have that same dog. I thought, but I mean, I guess if you got 100 G, and you want what you want. I mean, there's no price on what you want, right? At least I guess that's what I'm saying or thinking or something like that. I don't quite understand it. Don't think I ever will. But hey, to each their own. I am not a hater. But I think I'm going to need a break now. But before I go on break, I have to talk about a great man that passed. One of the world's greatest entertainers, Mr. Metalark Lemon. the 3rd, April 25th, 1932 to December 27th, 2015. He was in Harlem Globetrotter, was known as the Clown Prince, Man Had Game. Anybody who's ever seen the old Harlem Globetrotters and you seen him go to work, he put in work. He did his thing. I mean, he's been all over the place, animated series, the Harlem Globetrotters. He's in the Scooby-Doo movies. He was in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Dude put in a lot of work and had a lot of skills. And he actually made some of these basketball moves that are really, really hard to do look really easy. And so we all are a little less entertained without him on earth. Big shout out to Metalark Lemon. You will be missed, sir. Now I'm going on break. This is Red Man. Was really hood beastin'.
Real and cool. Yup, Red Man in the building. Everything smoky. Shades on. Got the Ray-Bans in the Oakley. Hit the strip club and nobody knows me. I start throwing cake around like Steve Aoki. Now they approach me saying I'm vicious. But I'm like Shaq Hope. I've been in the trenches. When I do a show, when it's over, pictures. And when you do a show, when it's over, cricket. Get a quick thrill that I'm back on the oven. Super bad, bad, and y'all make love it. I don't wrestle, but even Pat Star Jim dug it. It's flow after flow, I keep punchlines. Flow after flow, I rock socks with the goal at the toe. I don't like to brag, but my horsepower will make Samuel say, who that nigga on that nag? Never sell out, remain true to my era. Master Ace, better to the better. With special ed, jumped out the Jetta. When Eazy-E hung with Jerry Heller. Before OJ said I'm a killer, I was murdering cats. Even now I turn cats to Chinese food. Red Man on blast, I piss excellence. The bud I got greener than the Grinch. Let's get it.
Guess what? I got bad women riding. like that. They got their own money and they with me like that. They buy their own car and they riding like that. I told them when we come, they was with it like that. Yeah, pretend they like me putting in work. Work hard to play hard, watch how I work. Children don't love you, but they'll want you in the dirt. That's why I grab all my.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Red Man, was really hood, beastin'. As you know, back in the days, I would rap like that. And when I used to the rhymes for him, no, probably not. Anyway, give me a holler. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Or email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and you can ask me why I named this show the Fuck 2015 Show. No, some people don't. I mean, this was a horrible year. I mean, for me personally, it was a horrible year. And when I look around, I don't see the good that happened this year. Now, I've talked about some of the bad stuff that's going on. And I will continue to talk about things. For example, Exhibit A. Or would this be B or C after the first segment? Anyway, the Islamic State issues the fatwa on how to properly rape enslaved women and girls. Now, this comes from the United Nations and different human rights groups who have accused the Islamic State of the systematic abduction and rape of thousands of women and girls as young as 12 years old. And why they did this is because the Islamic State theologians have issued a detailed ruling on when owners of women enslaved by the group can have sex with them. And I guess this is in an attempt to curb what they call violations in the treatment of captured females. And here are some of the rulings. Now, whoo, they are a doozy. There's a ban on a father and son having sex with the same female slave, and the owner of a mother and daughter having sex with both. Joint owners of a female captive are similarly enjoined from intercourse because she is viewed as part of a joint ownership. Now, it's not funny. It is really fucking horrible. And you can go and read. There's the whole fatwa, which is a group of rulings that's out there. But that's like part of an example. You know, there's a ban on the father and son having sex with the same female slave because it's better for only one of them to rape her, not both. Because technically, well, I guess for them, because you're a slave, you're not being raped because you don't count as a full person, whatnot. But, I mean, when you think about it, they're saying that both of y'all can't rape her. Only one of y'all can rape the mother or the daughter. You can't have sex with both. And joint owners of a female captive are also, you can't, you know, both can't have sex with her because she is part of joint ownership. Now, I mean, I've gone on record as saying, you know, American women, y'all don't understand. I mean, because you think that you get treated bad here, but at least you can open up your mouth You'll get treated bad here, no doubt. But I don't think that it'd be like that. Now, obviously, we're in America, and abject slavery has been around, and it kind of ended not too long ago. I mean, of course, they'll say that it ended Abraham Lincoln's BS proclamation, but I mean, we know that Jim Crow, and though you didn't work for free, you worked for a penance of what you were really worth. But hey, that stuff doesn't really matter. But you wonder why I say fuck 2015, because of things like that. Or, I mean, since we talking about slavery here, there's a fight in Brazil to preserve a historic slave port. It's called Valongo. And so this so-called the words are escape. I mean, because I get riled up when it comes to this. But if you didn't know, Brazil, more than half of the estimated 10.5 million Africans that were shipped to the Americas, they took more than half of those. So we're talking about 5-6 million people, as opposed to the 645,000 that was purportedly taken to the United States. And on top of that, slavery was only outlawed there in 1888, which was a couple of decades after it was that bullshit proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. You know, the guy that never freed his own slaves, took his wife to free him. Anyway, I digress. They want to hold on to the slave port Valongo, which was built in 1811, because they, you know, they say it's a historic site. And what they talk about, and something that happens systematically across the globe, is Brazil, which has a dark-skinned majority at the bottom of the economic ladder, and of course most Brazilians feel their country is free from prejudice and institutionalized racism. Sounds familiar, right? And of course, Brazil actually has the most people of African descent on the continent, second only to, of course, Africa. I said that wrong, but it doesn't matter. The point is, there are a lot of black folks there, and they're not doing well there. And we're talking about a slave port that they're trying to preserve. I'm not a proponent of preserving slave ports. I don't get it. I don't get the cultural relevancy of, hey, this is where our people were interned as slaves. I'm just saying, it's not, I mean, we talk about it, yeah, we know slavery happened. I don't need to go to the site. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to a plantation, because if I was actually at a plantation, I may accidentally drop a lit match and accidentally burn this motherfucker down. But that's just me, because I'm a hater, and I don't believe in celebrating the sites where my people were oppressed. I will never forget it, and we have history books, and obviously we know that the history is written by the winners, but at the same time, you can write books so that the legacy lives on and is never forgotten. We don't need those buildings. Those buildings can be crushed and destroyed for all I care. Now, obviously, some other people may disagree with me, but hey, that's kind of why we have free speech. If you disagree with me, feel free to give me a holler, 347-826-7435, or email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me why you think that slave sites, plantations and places like that shouldn't be burnt to the ground, crushed, and never talked about ever again. Yeah, we know slavery existed, and it's abominable. I don't care to see rebel flags. I don't care to see statues of old slave owners, including Lincoln and Lincoln Memorial and all those other places that have people who were slave owners recognized. I'm not feeling it, but that's just me. We can agree to agree, or we can agree to disagree. It's all up there. Now, this week, there was a thing with Peyton Manning, quarterback of the Denver Broncos and former quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, where he was connected through Al Jazeera, which is an Arab, it's an Arab news site, where he's linked to a story where the Guyton Foundation sent HGH, not to him, but to his wife. Now, he, of course, has come out and says, hey, I did nothing wrong. Y'all's tripping. And now, Al Jazeera reporter, who was responsible for the story, including the claim that HGH was in Youth Vine, argued that the report doesn't actually claim that Manning used HGH. And we will quote by saying that we have not said that in the program, which Deborah Davies of Sports Business Daily said, the only allegation in the program from Charlie Sly is that the growth hormone was sent reportedly from the Geyer Institute to Ashley Manning, who is Peyton Manning's wife, in Florida. We're not making the allegations against Peyton Manning. So, Charlie Sly worked at the Geyer Institute doing part of his training, and the clinic was sending out not one shipment, but repeated shipments of growth hormone to Ashley Manning in Florida. Now, they go back and forth talking about the semantics and how it may look like they were accusing him of doing it. But see, my question is this. Okay. Obviously, it would not be under his name for obvious reasons, because one, HGH is illegal. It was said to be illegal in 2011, but they didn't start testing for it till 2014. Now, I have a theory. My theory is his wife was like that, and the theory is based off the fact that HGH, human growth hormone, has sexual properties. So maybe Ashley was like, you know what? I'm going to get my man some HGH. And maybe his penis will grow. And secretly, she was ordering HGH. And when she's cooking him food, she was dropping it in his food. Unbeknownst to him. So Peyton Manning could be right in his assertion. Like, you know what? That. I did not use HGH. Because we know. I mean, and come on. We if we're going to play devil's advocate here. A wife could do some things. Can hide from her husband. So she's repeatedly ordering HGH. Because at that time, he's doing rehab. He's at the house. They have a little extra time to get jiggy. Now, because he had a neck injury, shout out to my co-host, Mr. J, who has a neck injury from eating vagina the wrong way. Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it every week because it's just funny, even if it's not true. But anyway, because Peyton Manning had a neck injury, he may not have been able to perform some fellacious activities. So she's like, he can serve me, you know, he can serve that them touchdown ding-a-ling, that touchdown ding-a-ling. So she gets the HGH, she's putting it into his food, whatnot, slipping in his drink, and, you know, he probably was working it. That year that he was out, she feed me that, and he's, bam. It's like, honey, I'm feeling good, and he's working it out. And she's like, shit, I'm going to keep ordering that HGH. That is my theory. I could be wrong. I could be right. So, I mean, we're thinking, because we're going to say, okay, Peyton Manning is innocent. They were sending it to Ashley Manning, one, because she was ordering it so she can get that good loving. To her, it's not illegal. One, there's no need to test him because he ain't even playing. So I can get the benefit of some good, strong HGH loving. My man can heal. And I get the loving too, since I can't get the, because he had that neck injury. So he couldn't, you know, he couldn't get down there and dig in like you, if you want to be dug in. I know some ladies can listen, can attest to that. And I know the fellas, and I mean, shout out to Mr. J, who, you know, was a soldier and was trying to dig in so tough that he injured himself. Anyway. Yeah, Ashley Manning, my hero. Ladies, order, maybe you need to order some HGH for your man, just in case there's some, you know, it won't be linked. It won't be linked to him. It'll be linked to you. And he gets off scot-free if he's a football player. If he's not, it's not illegal. It's not illegal for guys like me, because we're not hitting people upside the head for a living. So, HGH. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. Anyway, I think I've gone too far on that one. But I do want to make a quick comment, as I'm being facetious here. There's a show that I like called The House of Lies, and when we talk about images, you know, I always talk about images and seeing positive black images on TV. And House of Lies, T.I. played a character where he was partners with a guy, and the guy wanted to take their clothing company to the next level, beyond black folks buying it and taking it and blowing up internationally, whatnot. Whereas T.I. was of the opinion that, hey, we keep that factory in the hood and it's jobs in the community, a tax base, and they got health insurance. And I remember watching it and thinking, like, yeah. For those who may not be familiar, there's a black historian, Dr. Clark, and he always spoke of if you want to do something, you want to make your neighborhood better, you know, just don't think of nothing elaborate. Just think of what you can make that would make your neighborhood better. Like, start with underwear. Make the underwear that is sold in your neighborhood. And so I'm thinking, and I thought it didn't occur to me till earlier. I'm watching videos, and you know, Dr. Clark mentions that, how to make your neighborhood better. And I remember it's a fictional character that T.I. is playing, but when he's talking about building in your neighborhood and health benefits for people in the neighborhood and having the tax base and taking care of the people in your neighborhood. And what did he get for that? He was shot and killed on the show. It was a major turning point arc in the show. But to me, it was a little bit deeper than that. You know, it was one of the most negative images that I thought of, because what we're talking about here is symbolically a guy who is taking care of the hood, taking care of the neighborhood, and bringing jobs and hope and real economic change to the neighborhood, and a partner of his who wants to bypass that. They're rich, but he's not good with being rich. He wants to be wealthy and take it to the next level and disregard all the good that he's doing in the neighborhood. And the guy that was for doing good in the neighborhood was shot and killed. Symbolically, that is a deep message. Will some people get it? I don't know. That's up for you, the listener, to ascertain and take in while I go on break. And of course, the last song I'm playing of the year, I'm bigging up my homie, because that's kind of what I do. And it's kind of what I just was talking about. You know, you promote your peoples. So this is my homie, The Hue. My favorite song of theirs from this year, Drive.
Selected a specimen will be exceptional. Place it in Texas. Now tell it. Lights on Galaxy Street. Windsworth, a one-legged thing, Flamingo, Antarctic, or Otto. Your kind don't belong in our orbit. That matters on Parker, not our shit. Guess I'll just have to go carving it. So Royal Oaks on that art just traveled on art just staring at star constellations I cry. Now all they can say is got your eyes. Space, space, are you
sleeping
right now?
Space,
how do we get up?
Space.
Look out.
Space.
Ah! Rocket ships out of space with the Texas lights and play Larry Graham's when I blow. Bass lines over my nose. Smell the rhythm of the cosmos coming from my clothes. Wanna travel to the hue. Better learn to read rose, read bill for read, got green color, read like over land on the no for a drive, don't stop, cross timbers, cash deal, Victoria 10, we'll catch a view of the new SUV, spaced up, click the great adventures of the crew, so slick, so big, no eye patch, but I imagine IMAX when I rap, high definition, get the fine definition, they imply we are different, cause they listen from a distance, we from the same school, same street, same ghetto, same single permit home, no car, same metro, some graduates from real estate, some never leave.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. That was the homies, the Hue, Drive. I'm driving toward the point. You know, of course, this is the fuck 2015 show, and I think that I have shown sufficient evidence why we should say fuck 2015. But just in case. You don't know why I'm saying this. I mean, I'll start off. I ran across an article. I ran across the damnest thing, where they were talking to Reagan's daughter, and they asked her about the current GOP field of 2016 presidential candidates, and she says that she's appalled, and my father, Ronald Reagan, would be so similarly appalled. And and I'm sitting up there like, Ronald Reagan. I mean, if you listen to the show, you may know I don't have a love for Ronald Reagan. And if you don't know why I don't have a love for Ronald Reagan, we can go back in time a little bit. We talk. I mean, we can start off with a guy who going way back when the Black Panthers stormed the Capitol building in Sacramento. He was the governor. He was the one that placed the call, J. Edgar Hoover. You need to get here because we got to take care of these Black Panthers. He was part of that. I'm dating my historionics here. Also, Ronald Reagan, President of the United States. Some of you may remember the Iran-Contra scandal where sold drugs in the hood through freeway Ricky Ross. The real freeway Ricky Ross. Not that fat guy with all the tattoos sagging and making everybody want to throw up every time he started dancing. The real Ricky Ross, where he got his name from, back when he was a prison guard, this Ricky Ross was selling drugs for Oliver North to hook up the Contras who were killing people. They the freedom fighters down there. Yeah. And, you know, the same guy that was like, yeah, in my heart, in mind, the facts were that I wasn't selling drugs for arms, but the facts show that I was a part of it. You know, good old Ronald Reagan, lover of the people, you know, the guy that pretty much tore down all of the social help programs that helped underprivileged people and people in the neighborhoods. He was that guy. Yeah, so his daughter, talking about she'd be appalled. Well, I'm appalled that you even brought your daddy's name up. But, hey, more power to you. Now, I know that may not be sufficient evidence for me to say, fuck 2015. So, we can just start talking about the facts. What's happened here in 2015? We know there's been a plethora of shootings of armed and unarmed people unnecessarily. We know a preponderance of them have looked like me. Now, if you don't know what I look like, I am of African American descent. And so, I say African American. Man, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Jamar Clark. Who was Jamar Clark? Young man who was laying handcuffed, who was shot in the head by the police. Mario Woods. There's a video of Mario Woods that has just been released by law officers of such and such, such and such, so they can win their case. But Mario Woods was shot 21 times right here in the Bay Area. He had a knife. He was shot on video. He had a knife. He was holding it, and they shot him, and he didn't let it go, and they shot him and shot him 21 times. I'm guessing that if you'd have shot him in the arm and shot him in the leg, he would have fell. It'd have been over with. Young man would still be alive. But, of course, the police, and he was not lunging. He was attacking no one. It is quite clear on the video. Shot dead 21 times. Raukina Jones, an Ohio woman who was found dead in the bed of her cell. She had complained that I have medical conditions. Didn't really matter. She was found dead day after her arrest. Renette Turner, black mother, found dead in the jail cell, who also complained of having a medical condition, found dead in her cell. Now, for those of you listening saying, well, they got arrested, whatnot, they were criminals, whatnot, but last time I checked, they do have medical facilities in the jail. And so if someone has a medical condition, you, as a law enforcement operative, have an obligation, well, you're supposed to have an obligation to get those checked out at least, so that person does not die, because going to jail is not a death sentence. It's just, you're just being punished for the crime that you committed. But they're dead. Kendra Chapman, found hanged in a jail cell, but said it was a suicide. Sandra Bland, you may remember her case a little bit more than the other one, found hanged in a jail cell. She was the woman that was famously arrested for talking back to the officer. And they said she committed suicide in her jail cell. Laquan McDonald. Some of you may remember Mr. McDonald walking down the street. Got shot by the cops. Took them a whole year to release the video, to which you saw, of course, him not running toward anybody, and he got shot and killed. Tamir Rice, Eric Garner, Michael Brown, no indictment. Sandra Bland, no indictment. Freddie Gray, hung jury. Hell, my nephew, Alan Baker, shot dead, 8 shots. They said that he had gun pointed at the police officer. You've seen such video where no such thing happened. So I can say I have an objective view and I have a personal interest in reporting and saying names of people giving, you know, giving life to people whose lives were snuffed out way too early. But hey, maybe we shouldn't even talk about that. I mean, you know, there was the protest over in the Mall of America in Minnesota, where the judge ruled that several local Black Lives Matter organizers couldn't demonstrate at the Mall of America on the busy shopping day before Christmas Eve. But she said she couldn't stop the others from attending the protest. This was for Jamar Clark, who was the one shot in the head. Several witnesses said that he was tied, he was handcuffed. And the mall, of course, didn't want to lose business. The fact that the human being was dead, I mean, when it comes to the money, they don't want that. Now, I'm gonna end with two words, Boko Haram. What is Boko Haram? Boko Haram is in northeastern Nigeria, and they've been attacked by Islamic extremists. They're the group, Boko Haram, I'm sorry. They're attacking Nigeria and neighboring countries. They forced about a million or so children out of school. 2,000 schools are closed in Nigeria, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. They've been looted, set on fire, and their name means Western education is sinful. So they basically, Black kids are not being able to go to school in other countries because these so-called terrorists who want to help free things from Western influence. Make sure those kids don't go to school. Why I say fuck 2015? Hey, if this is not enough info, kids can't go to school because you got poor people making sure poor people don't get educated in the name of whatever they believe in. You got people who don't matter. Our lives don't matter. You know, they'll come up and say, Black lives don't matter. What about all lives don't matter? Until you talk about bringing in folks from other countries. Well, they're Muslims. They can't come in. All lives don't matter. Only their lives matter. So, when I say fuck 2015, that's what I'm talking about. We need a change. 2016. Let's go. On that note, I'll holla. See y'all on another side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer.